Bread Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 60th Cork Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Simon Pummel, who is presenting his film Brand New You here at the festival. So thanks very much for joining us.
I'm very happy to be here, and I'm really enjoying being in Cork.
Great. It is a lovely festival. So let's start off with a simple question, although it can be tricky sometimes, and I don't know how you will approach it. But it is nevertheless our listeners would like to maybe know a little bit about the story of the film.
Brand New You is a film about actually an organisation called Brand New You, which its business is to locate identicals, which are people who are exactly like each of us, walking around in the world in possibly better, more interesting lives than the lives we ourselves have. And then they offer to locate those identicals, remove them, and donate that better life to us. So it's a film about the concept of identicals, and at the very beginning, a life replacement is, let's say, bungled, or there's a mistake made, and it's the consequences of that mistake.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me where the actual inspiration for the story came from?
I think I just am very interested in the idea that we live much more episodic, multiple lives as modern people than maybe our grandparents did. We live in more places, and we have more partners, we have more jobs, and our identities are becoming increasingly multiple. And I guess the question underlying the film is, what would happen if you met some of the older versions of yourself?
And you explore this through like a futuristic world. So what are kind of the challenges of exploring these themes in a certain world that you have to imagine in a way?
I think I'm very interested in the potential in a science fiction film is that you can construct a world that sort of reinforces and in a way becomes a symbolic of the very kind of core of your film. And in Brand New You, there's in essence three worlds, one after another, each one replacing the one before. And that fluidity of the world is an important part of the film. When we first started working on the film, we talked a lot about what architects call non-spaces, which are the airports and hospitals and shopping malls that we live so much of our life in these days, that are somehow anonymous, replaceable and uniform all around the world. And again, giving a sense of a kind of liquid, replaceable spaces.
Mm. Also, then you have the challenge of actually achieving a look that is on par with the bigger productions. Now, obviously, your film kind of didn't enjoy the huge budget that many of these films enjoy. So, can you tell me about the process of actually getting the actual look for Brand New You?
I think one of the things when you're making a sort of a European scale science fiction film is to choose your locations very carefully and already look for the futuristic world that's actually all around us that we're not always looking at. In addition to that, we had a very long visual effects schedule, and it was quite a small team of visual effects artists, but they had longer to work than would be normal on, say, a much larger film. And so in that way, you can start to approach the levels of visual effects that you see on films that have, you know, enjoy much larger budgets.
Mm. Well, it looks fantastic. It really does. Thank you. Terrific. It looks really amazing. But of course, one of the things that you don't want in a film like this is for the style to take over. And the original concept and even the acting sometimes can be a little underwhelmed in these circumstances. So I didn't think that happened in the film at all. And I was wondering whether you would like to tell me a little bit about how you worked with the actors.
I think working with the actors in the film was really fascinating because in essence, each of the main two roles, Lachlan Niebuhr is the lead man who's pursuing Nora Jane Noon, who's the female lead, and each of them play in fact three versions of themselves. how they would play each of those versions off against each other became a really central part of the conversation.
At the actual kind of different identities that they have to transmit.
So they are literally each three characters in the film, and those characters are sometimes in conflict. And so it became a really interesting puzzle how to build the different versions of their characters, and how those different versions of themselves interrelated.
Mm-hmm. And was that a problem? Was there any moment when it appeared particularly challenging? Maybe in the moments when they're actually sharing the screen with the versions of themselves.
I think the most challenging thing from that point of view is shooting the scenes where they confront each other, because of course you have to shoot multiple passes, because only later do you get to put the actors playing against each other. So that's very demanding for the actors, and we tried to give extra time to that so that they could really think through both sides of a performance of which they were playing both parts.
Yeah, absolutely. So going back to sort of influences, one of the things that I was kind of thinking about was that this sort of identity crisis thing, these themes of like identity crisis, let's say, and paranoia, are sort of identified with this day and age, but are also part of like our past in a way, and have influenced works of literature and not just in cinematic works in the past. But do you think that this is kind of more so relevant in this day and age, and why is it exactly that it is relevant to this day and age?
I think that each age has its own anxieties about multiple selves, and maybe what makes them different is the particular anxieties that create the links between the doubles or between the multiples, and they'll be different in different ages, I think. So when you have something like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, then that I think is circling around all kinds of issues of repression, morality, modes of behaviour, which were very important for the period in which it was written. I think a film like Seconds, John Frankenheimer's Seconds, which people have discussed in relation to Brand New You, is a film where a middle-aged man who's disappointed with his life is turned into someone else, and he does have a sort of a second parallel life, but he's turned into Rock Hudson, a much sort of more attractive, younger, more bohemian self emerges out of his old self. And this was in a period where suddenly youth culture was being invented. There was all kinds of discussions about moral codes and the feeling that young people were reinventing moral codes. I think what's at stake now is a kind of a radical dispersal of our identities, that we worry that our identity is spread across the internet, that we are free to in some ways reinvent ourselves, that we're encouraged to look for the best version of ourselves in many, many areas of our lives. And in a way, Brand New You is a kind of a dramatization of that search. What happens if you set out to look for the best version of yourself?
Yeah, and in relation to the story, what it actually uses is also something that is completely universally understood, and that's the romance that two people can share. So that's also kind of important in the film.
Yes, it's very important, and I think that that's an expression of this contemporary desire to find the best versions of ourselves. It's a kind of a duty to find the best partner for the best version of ourselves, and that's quite a driving force in the film.
Right. As a final question, I also wanted to kind of talk about what I found to be a particularly interesting and effective feature of the actual film itself, and that is the rhythm and the pacing, which is kind of slow and very immersive, but also sometimes the story does leave some grey areas. So I'm thinking maybe that's also because you would like the audience to interact and fill in the gaps of the story.
Yeah, I think that for me it was an important strategy to leave some areas open for the audience to go away and think about and maybe come to their own conclusions. I think that it's maybe an important part of our contemporary feeling about the world that we live in, that it's not so clear that there's a very clear them. It's not a secret organization that's made this happen, which is maybe a more classic 50s paranoid science fiction film. In this film, the protagonists in the film are finally responsible and actually form the fabric of Brand New You. In fact, it refers to itself as a co-op for people devoted to self-help, which seems a very, I hope, contemporary version of paranoia.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with us about it, and congratulations on making this film.
Thanks very much, and it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks a lot, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.